Raqqa and Mosul are just the latest territories that ISIS is losing control of. A new report by the analytics group IHS Markit says the militant organization has lost more than 60% of its territory. Ludovico Carlino is one of the researchers. I asked him how the losses are affecting ISIS.
Of course, that is impacting the Islamic State, especially when we consider that the Islamic State is running an economy based on taxation and confiscation of properties and also assets belonging to the population. So all the system that the Islamic State has been developing in the last 3 years now is gradually collapsing. So in 2015, monthly revenue was around $81
million. $81 million.
Amount of money. Exactly. Now, the latest one, the new estimate is just 60 million. So we are speaking about a reduction of and a decline in revenue of about 80%.
So from 81 million down to 16 million.
Exactly.
So that's a big drop. Is ISIS in a position to find other ways to bring revenue back up?
So I don't think so. For instance, we track every month all the new forms of taxation that the Islamic State tried to introduce in the caliphate, also fines. And in the last, let's say, 7-8 months, we haven't seen anything, so any change in this system, which suggests that the capability of the Islamic State to exploit taxation on the local population has reached probably a limit, and they've been trying to be more creative in the way of generating money. So the Islamic State has been trying to enforce the use of this local currency, which I think is a way to increase the reserve of US dollars and Syrian pounds that the Islamic State will probably use in the coming months to in some way finance the insurgency that the group is preparing to launch once the territorial control will be completely over.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, what happens to the Islamic State if it continues to lose territory and revenue? Does it just kind of dry up?
Well, probably the caliphate as a proto-state that we see today will cease to exist. The group will continue to control some pocket of territory in Syria and Iraq and some small city. But that doesn't mean that the Islamic State will be over as a terrorist organization or as a group. And if you also look at the propaganda and the narrative that the Islamic State has been trying to push in the last, let's say, 7-8 months, they've been telling to the supporters that actually it's not the territorial control, which is important, but keeping alive the idea of the caliphate and keeping alive the idea of fighting to reach, you know, that aim. So the end of the territorial control is not whatsoever the end of the Islamic State for now.
Is there evidence to suggest that as the Islamic State recedes in size and revenue, that it is focusing its energy and attacks overseas?
I think that the idea of targeting other countries and having an external operational branch was something that the Islamic State has been planning for a long time. It's not something new. But then, yes, if we also see how the situation is developing in Syria and Iraq, when you have major defeat of the Islamic State in big cities like Mosul or Fallujah, you can expect also an increase on external operations. And this was the case, for instance, with the Philippines. While all the attention were on Mosul and territorial control that the Islamic State was actually losing in the city, then we saw all the events in the Philippines, but also the attacks in the UK. So there is not a strict correlation between decline in territorial control and increase in external operation. But these are two dynamics that go hand by hand, actually.
Ludovico Carlino is a senior Middle East analyst at IHS Markit. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.